But the word of God is not chained. We hear from St. Paul in this first reading from his letter to Timothy. He's writing from prison. He is enchained. But he says the word of God is not chained. And this is the power that he has, that he knows the power of the word of God, that in spite of him being imprisoned, he knows that the power of the word of God goes forth. He says, this is the gospel. This is my gospel, that Jesus, the Son of David, is risen from the dead. So when we ask ourselves and we think about what is the gospel, what is the good news, what is the message of Jesus Christ, is that he was dead and he is risen. He is alive. The man was dead and now he is alive. This is the power of the gospel. And this is what Paul was writing in every one of his letters, trying to convey to the people that he had already converted to not fall back into the waywardness of their sinful minds, that Christ was alive. And that changes everything. And then no matter what happens to you, the word of God cannot be chained. This is the power that we've each been introduced to, invited to through our baptism and through the sacramental graces we receive in the church. That we too are friends. We become one with this word of God that cannot be chained. And so neither can we. When we follow what Jesus says in the gospel, when we love him with everything within us, then we are set on fire with the word of God, the power of the gospel, that Jesus, who was once dead, is now alive. The Lord is faithful. If we are faithful to our promises, if we are faithful to our commitment to this covenant of Jesus Christ, we are unstoppable to change the world. Not through power, but through love. To love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. We love ourselves when we love God. We love our neighbor when we help them love God. We help them love God through the word of God, by letting them enter and encounter the word of God, which cannot be chained. St. Paul was writing in prison. He was suffering and realized that that was not going to stop him. Don't let anything stop you, stop us from proclaiming the power of the risen Lord. Jesus is alive. Do you believe it?